All right, good to have this guy in our airwaves. We know him from his years over at Dundee County Stratton High School. He and wife Hannah made their way up to Broken Bow about a year or so ago and enjoying life. And the word comes out that Coach Kelly Cooksley, we've had conversations, Coach Cooksley, for many, many years. And, of course, in our McCook versus Broken Bow battles over the years. And Coach Cooksley stepping down. He's still going to coach some golf, I do believe, but girls basketball, put that aside. And look who is going to be the new coach, was assistant coach this past year, head coach Jordan Stroop now. Jordan, good to have you on our airwaves. Congrats on the new head coaching gig. I know you're excited about this, aren't you?
Hey, Rich. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. Super excited to officially get announced last night and take over, like you said, the head girls basketball position here in Broken Bow.
I know you had a ball, I'm sure, with Coach Cooksley, Coach Darren Toby right there. You guys, 15 wins this season, very competitive team. Had a lot of fun in your first year, didn't you?
You know, it was great. I've been extremely blessed with great coaches that I've been around there at my time at Dundee County Stratton, and my first year here in Broken Bow with Cooksley. He's a legend in girls basketball in the state, and he has done so much for the sport, for girls basketball, and just to get to spend one year with him, I learned a lot, and he was a great mentor and an asset that I will use, continue going forward. And of course, Darren Toby, he's been successful in all of his stints as a girls head coach, and very blessed to be here and work under them for a year.
Now, is Darren staying on, or is he going to kind of move on? I mean, he's going to stay at the school, but as far as assistant coach, is he going to stay on next year?
I am begging him to stay on and help me, yes. So I hope he comes back and helps me out.
Yeah, as you said, Broken Bow girls have had some phenomenal years with Coach Cooksley over the years. I know, kind of looking back at the team this year, it's you lose some seniors. It's going to be kind of a younger team after losing the senior class this year, isn't it, for next year?
It will be younger, yes. It'll be hard to replace our four seniors that we had. You know, Rich, great, great kids, came to practice every day and worked hard. So, yes, losing those four will be big shoes to fill, but I believe that the girls that we have coming up can step into that role, and we'll be right there just where we were last year.
Yep, no question about it. You'll get after it, I'm sure, in the summertime with different leagues and camps and stuff like that, and getting this team back on track, ready to go for next year.
Yes, just lined up some team camps this morning, having a couple big team camps in Broken Bow, and we're going to kind of be traveling around the state getting our fill of basketball in. And as we all know, basketball is a 365-day sport, so as much as we can play and practice and working on fundamentals, that's what we're going to do.
You know, there's been a lot of there always is in the off season, even during school in the off season, coaches come and go. You know, find new locations. Of course, with Coach Matovic, the new news came out that he's going to be moving on to Kearney, so you've got to find somebody to replace him as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. And he was such a great asset from kindergarten to high school level. He did everything with the youth, and being the elementary PE teacher and doing the turbo basketball. And so, yeah, we're happy for him, but he'll definitely be missed.
Otherwise, you and Hannah and your family doing great. Life's good up there, having a lot of fun. Are you still farming some a little bit as well? Is that right?
Yes, we're great, and we definitely know the highway from Broken Bow to Bankelman. We we find our way back in Bankelman. Yes, we're calving cows right now and still getting ready to plant corn here in a month. Yes, we still are doing that. The girls are doing well. Hannah loves her new job here as a family student mental health therapist for the school district. Extremely blessed. So we are enjoying our time here in Broken Bow.
Jordan, you got to make it rain, though. Man, I tell you, for a farmer, you know all about this. Man, if we don't get any rain anytime soon, I'm just dreading what this summer is going to be like.
Absolutely, yeah. And it will. It always does. And we just got to hang in there. If you have to implement some different practices, do that. But it's never not rained. So just be optimistic about it. And yeah, keep
keep doing what you do.
I know we mentioned about your senior class leaving, but did the future look bright? I'm sure you've got some younger kids, and I remember watching you like in some of the JV games, stuff like that. You've got some talented younger kids on the way up, don't you?
We do, Rich. You know, we went 16-2 in JV this year. We'll have three returning girls that have started a few games, and that'll be led by McKenna Jacobson, super great point guard. She's played a lot. She wants the ball in her hands, and she's going to get pressured. I mean, she'll be our go-to player, and we'll look to have her score a bunch, and, you know, she's the leader of the team. And then also we'll have senior Ansley Campbell, AJ, the post player, and then our Bailey Faltis, also. Mm-hmm. She'll be a junior this year. She's a transfer from SCOTUS last year. Really stepped in. She was the new kid, played a lot. We actually started her a game, plays great defense, and we look to her to, you know, get a lot of dribble drives and paint touches and good finishes.
I have a feeling Coach Cooksley, you're going to still see him around watching a little bit. He just can't totally stay away, can he?
He absolutely, and I don't want him to. He's got a wealth of knowledge, and I told him I'm gonna lean on him a lot, and he will definitely be he'll be in the shadows, but he'll be part of Broken Bow girls basketball, that's for sure.
Well, like you said, you keep tabs with your friends back at Dundee County Stratton. You got some dear friends there and around the area that I'm sure keep communicating. We're going to see you back at Bankham, I think, for a couple of times helping out some junior high track and field. Is that right?
You know, I think our old basketball, DCS basketball group chat, I think we probably talk every day. I would about guarantee you we do. And that's why I'm fortunate and extremely blessed to coach under Mike Spargo, Chris Freeland, and Chris Watt, which is now at Silver Lake. Mm-hmm. What tremendous coaches. And you know that, Rich, with working with them and covering their teams, would not be where I am without those three. So, and they will, man, they're excited for me. They were the first people I called and told when this came down yesterday, and they said, let me know whatever we can do to help. So mm-hmm. great dudes. Yeah, love them to death.
You bet. You bet you do. Well, the Southwest Conference, as you well know, in girls basketball is a dynamite conference. Man, do they have a great year with the Gothenburgs, the Ogallalas, and teams like that. And with state tournament runs, pretty fun to watch, wasn't it?
Geez, the Southwest Conference is a juggernaut. Wow. You know, and it'll be loaded again next year. But, you know, it's good to see good competition, and, you know, it'll be good to be competing in it, and I think we'll be competitive in it. I really do.
Jordan, good to talk to you, sir. Thank you for the time. Keep up the good work, and we will see you here in a couple of weeks. I'll be over Bankham, and I'll see you then, okay?
Hey, very good, Rich. Thanks for the call, man.